Manfred, would you play the video, please, of the dance? Thank you.
One year ago, Jaehyung and I celebrated the 50th anniversary of our wedding. We participated in a meditation session in the forest at Jeju Stone Park 2 days before. Each one had solo time walking in the forest. While walking alone, I was astonished by the cosmic vibration from the smell of the forest, a patch of sky with shining sunlight, trees, plants, and even rocks fully covered with moss. I began to dance spontaneously alone in the perfect natural arrangement of a path and space, the sacred garden. By chance, Jaehyung came into the garden and saw me and then danced together. Another couple saw us and they joined to dance with us. All of us enjoyed dancing in the cosmic sacred ballroom. Thank you.
Sanford, thank you so much for those exquisite pieces to open this hour of radiant conversation today. They both set the stage so beautifully. Our topic is men and women. And that dance we just witnessed is such a beautiful metaphor or symbol of true male and female expressions, relationship, each moving with the rhythmic pulsations of life in their own, and then meeting in the middle together, but both with upward connection as dominant. And then, as life would have it, other people join. What a beautiful symbol of relationships. Every aspect of our living has to do with relationships. And what we call masculine and feminine are obviously not opposites, but two parts of one whole. Within each of us, we have both masculine and feminine, with one being dominant. It's been said that masculine energy moves like a line, forward, logical, directed, purposeful. And feminine energy moves like a field, open, intuitive, reception, receptive, nurturing. Well, so much more. But this conversation isn't about gender. It's not about couples. It's about wholeness and complementation. Not just men to women and women to men, but men to men and women to women. It's not the differences between any of us that matters. Actually, it enhances and it makes life interesting. We are all wonderfully, beautifully made, unique, and meant to complement one another. And that's the unifying point that magnifies the potency of our dance together. We create rhythmic union, like in our gatherings here. There are men, there are women, and when we're engaged in our conversation, our spiritual conversation, the spirit is moving, and we're in that space of unified radiation. I don't look around and see how many men, how many women, because there is a balance. There is a balance. There is that magnificent blending, woven essences, unique aspects of creator beings. And in union, we offer the highest of our true selves. Something deeper and higher is created because of that. In 1954, Yolanda asked, "Why have we not seen more of a representation of Mother God?" I note that he said more of a representation. There were those there at the time, and since, and now, in the present. When we are in that flow, as I was saying, those aspects of Mother God and Father God come out in the essence of our substance. We have much to create together. Men and women together, women together, men together. And so this conversation is exciting to explore. And with that, I'll turn it over to John.
Perfect. Sanford has an image to screen share for us. This is the familiar Taoist symbol. It looks flat, but it's a single sphere consisting of equal halves, masculine and feminine, each with some of the other embedded within, represented by the small circles, which, by the way, I think should be bigger. The symbol is a simple graphic representation of the nature of God, mother and father, king and queen, wholeness, oneness. Thanks, Sanford. As we no doubt all know, there are two references in the Bible to the creation of humanity. Both in the book of Genesis. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Let us, plural, collective. The word translated into English is Elohim, a plural noun. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. This describes the design in heaven, preform. A differentiation of vast solar God itself, a large collective of creator beings focused by the archangels composing the Elohim, established the heaven for the world to take form, planet Earth, all our life forms, and humankind. I perceive this aspect of the process is having a masculine emphasis, love. And the second reference to the creation of humanity in the next chapter of Genesis. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The term Lord God, translated from Jehovah, appears here It is the Lord God, Jehovah, who formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man, male and female, became a living soul, became living souls. I perceive this description as having a feminine emphasis. Truth. And a manner of birth. So here's the heavenly design translated into form and life results. These familiar verses may begin to be seen and understood in an entirely new way. And I hope we can embark on that new way here now. Lots and lots of people say, isn't it great? We're made in the image and likeness of God. Okay, hooray for us. We're the crowning creation. Well, okay, hooray. But this is identity in the creation. Today, the necessity is identity in the creator. Creator being. I am a creator being. Creating, bringing to life, animating my multidimensional human experience. We, a big collective, compose the Lord God as creator beings. We, this collective, recreate man, male and female, in our image and likeness. This is true individually also. I sustain and recreate my outer form in my image and likeness. Just what that proves to mean, we will see. Weeks ago, Larry Krantz referred to the long era of divine women and men before the fall, when, quote, a different means of incarnation occurred, something more direct, one that did not require women to suffer in childbirth. Such forms, in the state of oneness with the divine, were not what we know today, end quote. The original body forms of men and women, formed of the material substance of the earth, drawn up and imbued with the breath of life, were evidently considerably less dense, quite different from the mammalian forms we've inhabited in our incarnations since the fall. I conjecture that the mother's womb then was pneumoplasmic, vibrational, not physical. Logically, we may assume the bodies of divine men and women did not have belly buttons. Pamela and I wish to simply introduce a conversation among us in separate men's and women's gatherings. And as we move into these separate breakout groups, let's participate in our respective dialogues as creator beings. And when we reconvene as a whole group, Pamela and I have asked Marcia and Eugen to summarize essences of the separate sessions for us all. In this way, the men will have opportunity to feel what transpired within the female group, and the women will have opportunity to feel what transpired in the male. Please now follow the instructions on your screen to join the appropriate breakout group.